The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to the show, Mindful Medicine. Yep, our goal here is, hey, just to help you wake up a little bit, use your own mind, and really navigate these healthcare waters. I've got a lovely guest with me this segment. We're going to talk about the small organic company survival, okay? Because I went camping, as I always do, over the summer. Now, not just camping, car camping, but outback backpacking with my friend Tori Hudson, Dr. Tori Hudson. And we always take chocolate bars. And so Dagoba is one of the best, I think, small organic chocolate bars around. And it tastes wonderful. And it has all the right things going, non-GMO, all that stuff. And then I was asking Dr. Hudson about the company and how it's doing. And she's like, well, it got bought by Hershey's. And I was like, what? So it just started to make me scratch my head. And I want to just not waste any time and get right into our segment and introduce my guest, because we're going to talk about really these loyal sort of consumers that go to great and source wonderful resources from non-GMO. And it is non-GMO month here, October. And organic, smaller companies, and then they get bought up by the big guys. What's going on there? So I want to welcome to the show, I would say an honorary doctor, Dave Hawkins. I know this man. He's from West Virginia. He's absolutely amazing. I've been on his radio talk show, Highway to Health. He also conducts the Healthy Living Series, a free educational program promoting holistic health and wellness concepts. He is absolutely amazing. He is the owner of Mother Earth Foods. It is definitely West Virginia's leading provider of living whole foods. He has such a wonderful community. He has such a wonderful mind. Dave, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Holly. Glad to be with you today.
Now, you are such a wealth of information, and we could talk forever. But so, this show is all about helping consumers, people, sort of navigate through the waters of healthcare, waking them up a little bit. But I was scratching my head, and I know you and I were having a conversation. What are some of the repercussions for these loyal consumers when they go to source these, smaller companies, great ingredients, know that they're clean, and they get gobbled up by some of these big guys? So General Mills, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
So what's going on?
Well, this is something that's been going on in this natural products industry for a number of years. And because I've been in the industry for over 40 years, when we really started out, a lot of the early companies had a real heart and a mission, because they wanted to provide healthier foods, because health relates back to what you put into your body.
Right.
And so what's happened over the course of time is, of course, as the organic standards got reduced, or lowered, of course, it allowed for a lot of bigger players to join into the dance, so to speak. And so all of a sudden, here in the last 10, 15 years, you've got big companies like General Foods, you've got Kellogg's, Smucker's. A lot of these companies, are interested in the marketplace because the marketplace has changed so drastically. It used to be a fad. Well, now it's trends, and now it's lifestyles.
Oh.
And so, we're dealing with a situation where these larger corporations want their cut of the pie. They feel like they're maybe losing some market share. So they look at it from a standpoint financially that says, well, it's cheaper for us to go out and buy and acquire a company as opposed to going and starting up a company and having to do all of our own initial marketing and doing all that. And they figure that by buying up an existing company that they're going to have already the framework and everything, that where all they got to do is just buy it and then just supposedly let it just do its thing. But what I find is what's happening is that that's quite a bit different. And,
right.
There's some real ethical, moral issues for me as a retailer wanting to provide a healthy food and helping a lot of these younger, early companies start up, all for them to be bought out for multi-millions of dollars by these larger corporate entities. I didn't have a problem with that as long as the quality would remain the same.
Yeah, the integrity would be there.
Yeah, the heart, the soul, let the company do its thing, just be the parent company.
Right.
The thing that's really bothersome to me, and one of the best examples happened a few years ago when Kellogg's bought out Kashi. Okay, I mean Kashi, I remember growing up on Kashi, I'd feed my kids Kashi, And the thing was, you have a real trusting in the brand, you knew the name, you knew that it was organic, you knew, hey, I can trust this, it's non-GMO, and then all of a sudden, subtly, the company takes the organic off the label. without telling the consumer. So all of a sudden, you see the ads on TV, you see all this stuff. And, you know, morally, once I became aware of all this stuff, I said to myself, how can I sell Kashi? And, you know, I don't know what the quality is no longer organic, so right there off the top, I knew that there was a potential for adulterations. I knew there was a potential for GMO ingredients, and that is exactly what has happened. But the consumer, which is my concern, doesn't have the opportunity to know all that behind-the-scenes stuff, and they just kind of go down the road, oh, yeah, I see the ads. Oh, yeah, Kashi, that's good. It's healthy. Oh, yeah, I see all that stuff. And
right.
So the moral dilemma for me is that what do we do as a retailer communicating to our people in our local community that we live in, you know, and saying, hey, wait a minute, we have to make a stand. And the real issue for me is here you have a company that is against labeling for GMOs buying up an organic GMO-verified company, you know, non-GMO-verified, you know, where you say, hey, there's no GMOs in this organic line, but yet they're owned by a parent company that is fighting against the truth, the very thing that we're standing up for.
So, no, exactly. So, and that's the conflict. And I think what you're saying is absolutely why this show exists. And it's my goal, because we get seduced by marketing, or, you know, it's kind of like, let me just go back. You and I think are maybe around the same age, or at least grew up in the same generation. And so the four food groups, right? So the four food groups were, if you look at the copyrights from the American Dairy Association, and so a lot of people think eggs are dairy because right in that little corner there, eggs and dairy sat at that four food groups, and you know, you could see the glass jar of milk and the stick of butter and eggs, and so, you know, in our minds, eggs are dairy. So, okay, Kashi Natural, Kashi Organic, Kashi. So we go ahead and we think that, and then we sort of go, you know, sort of asleep at the wheel, and hey, we've got a lot going on. And so who can keep track of, I wonder, you know, what small organic company was bought out today. I get it.
Right.
But this is it.
Right.
It's like, how can we keep consumers? And actually, you know, in the bigger picture, how much control do consumers really have to influence product purity? I mean, there, because as you said, first it's a fad, then it's a trend. And everybody from a marketing perspective are watching these things to get the bottom line, to make more money.
Yeah.
And it's and the integrity is being compromised, and you and I both know that. But what can we do?
Well, one thing I advise my readership, my listenership also with my radio show is, you know, we constantly talk this talk, and it's looking at labels, asking the right questions, looking for the verification, you know, like the seals of approval that basically say this product has been tested for non-GMO ingredients. You know, we have to police our own industry at this point, and we have to read labels on everything. I can remember 20, 30 years ago, I could carry a product in my store, and I didn't have to worry about reading the label because I knew the integrity of the company. I can't do that anymore because they slip things up and in, and so we have to have lots of checks and balances. So the consumer is very confused. They think they're buying something healthy. One thing that I alert a lot of people is when you start to look at mass market, a lot of the bigger mass market companies are the ones that are, you know, ended up like Kashi you find in mass market. You won't find it in smaller natural food stores that have integrity. So you have to start looking at, well, what's out there in the general marketplace, and then you have to question, okay, is that just because it's in the marketplace still good, or has it changed? And
mm-hmm.
so one thing that we do, you know, I go to trade shows all the time. I know you go to some of those too. And the thing is, you know, we look for new companies that have a real strong mission statement for their integrity. Now, if they get bought out at some point down the road, then I have to go back and question the same thing over again, you know. But we know that there is a lot of, you know, money in this industry now in companies that only want to build their business so they can sell it to somebody bigger.
Right. That's almost like a business model right now.
It is a business model. And the thing we're trying to alert ourselves in, from my perspective as a retailer too, is how can we detect some of those companies maybe before they've gone that far? You know, because, you know, they all come out with a very big blast thing. Oh, we care about you, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, down the road, you were going, hey, wait a minute. So.
All right. Well, there we have it. Thank you so much, Dave Hawkins. You can see more of everything that he does and says at MotherEarthWorks.com. All right. Put it in your smartphone every month. Recheck the labels of these wonderful products you've been sourcing. That's how we're going to have to roll through the seduction of marketing. We'll be right back.